welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 15, verse number 11. Where we have the parable of the prodigal son, as we refer to it. Now, the thing is in this is that we don't know necessarily if it's a parable or not. That's the way we refer to it, but the Lord does not indicate such. Earlier in the chapter, the Lord spake parables about the man with 100 sheep going and seek the one that's lost, the woman with the 10 pieces of silver that lost one and sought for it, and the rejoicing that is there. The Lord says there's rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repents than over 99 that doesn't repent. And so these are facets, aspects of the kingdom and the way things work amongst the mankind and the Lord working and the Lord's work and response into it. And the question about this chapter has been, is this speaking about the children of God coming back to the Lord, or is it talking about sinners being saved? And I think the application is universal myself. I think it can apply. We can apply that to children of the Lord, wayward, that repent and come back, and the Lord, how the Lord seeks them and how the Lord loves them and that. But then also we know and understand about how our Lord, how he goes and seeks and to seek and to save that which is lost. He says that of his own mouth. And here we say in verse number 11, our Lord declares unto us, a certain man had two sons. And so we don't see here the indication of a parable from our Lord, but rather a certain man having two sons in this account. We've got to remember our Lord knows everything about everything from the beginning to the end. He, our Lord Jesus, is the Alpha and Omega. He's the first and the last. He, our Lord's knowledge of all things is infinite. He knows everything, every heart, every deed, every work, every pursuit, everything that he's created. He knows it all. And so it would not be without reason and understanding and truth that the Lord knows of a case just like this. It said that a certain man in Luke 15:11, he said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said unto his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divideth unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey to a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. So this young man asks for his inheritance. He loads it up and takes off. He's going to live life to the fullest, he thinks. He's not going to be constrained by his daddy's household and the rules of that and the work that is there. He wants what's his, and he's going to go out and have a good time. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And so now it's all gone. All the bankroll, all the inheritance is gone. And a famine came along. Had he done well with what his father had given him and his inheritance, then he would have not been in want. But he did not do well, did he? He wasted it on riotous living. And now there's a famine, and he's hungry. It goes on to say in verse 15, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country that he ventured and sojourned in, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. Of course, the indication here is the terribleness of this, especially the Lord, the context here, our Lord being a Jew, he's speaking to the Jews, he's speaking to the folks of the nation of Israel. And for a man to be so low that he would succumb and submit to going out and feeding the hogs, which were unclean and forbidden to the Jews by the Lord. That's what he gave them for that day. He's that desperate, and he goes. And verse 7, verse 16, it tells us how desperate he is. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. So there was no mercy here in the world. There's no mercy once his inheritance was all spent. There's no mercy on the part of anyone. No one would give to him. And out there feeding those hogs, those pigs, the man was coming to the point that he was going to be willing, again, the context here is of a Jew, to eat the pig slop, the husks, the leftovers of the corn, and all those things that are there being fed to the pigs. He almost would look to eat it. And can you imagine how nasty that would be? If the hogs had got to it first, and or just there's no care in the feeding of pigs as far as cleanliness and such as that. There's a famine in the land. Of course, it indicates that it would be dry and not wet. But can you just imagine the nastiness of that feed? All the vermin that would be going to that feed before it's fed to the hogs and would be nesting in it and eating it themselves and such as that. This man came so low that he would almost to the point, he would fain have filled his belly. He's that low, he would eat till he would be satisfied, filling of his belly with what the hogs were eating, because there was none that was merciful unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, I've got this statement underlined in my Bible, and you know, that's the way it is with a sinner. A sinner comes to himself, in my opinion, and understand that a sinner doesn't come to himself by his own volition. It tells us very clearly in Romans chapter 1 that men, when they seek after God in their own way, in our natural state, we miss him. We miss God. We don't hit God. We don't find God. But our Lord, he brings the truth to us. And what's the truth that this man had? The truth that this man had, and the passage is going to tell us about it, our Lord Jesus speaking, the truth that this man had is about the goodness of the Father. The goodness of the Father and the Father's household. And when he came to himself, and you know what, that's the reason that we preach and have these broadcasts here at Officer Baptist Church, we have these broadcasts, that the Word of God, what God has said in eternity, would be broadcast out yet one more time unto those in this lost and dying world. It may be you that are there and under the hearing of my voice that have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. You've not repented of your sins and trusted in him for the salvation of your soul, the forgiveness of your sins. We broadcast this word of God once again so that sinners might hear and believe the truth of God, that sinners might come to themselves. And I tell you what, It's the operation and work of God. Our God is at work. Our Lord, our Savior, he's the one that's at work here. And this is part of his design, that his word, what he has said going out, his goodness, go out into sinners, and it be declared unto sinners that he gave his son on the cross of Calvary, so a wicked sinner like you and like me could be saved through repentance of our sins, as we're going to see with this man, and belief and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 17, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? He thinks about the goodness of the father, and he thinks about the servants that his father has and how good they have it. He remembers the goodness of the father. Listen to this. He remembers the provision of the father. That's what sinners are bid to consider. By the proclamation and preaching of God's word, the telling of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, consider the goodness and the provision of God. That's what this young man did. He said, my father's hired servants have got plenty of bread. They can eat their fill and have left over. And here I am going without. I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. So here we see in this tithe that this man goes and his father is here represented, but this is what Jesus has been speaking about in the previous, earlier in the passage. There's joy in heaven over a sinner that repents of his sin and his wickedness before God and believes, because see, repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ are inseparable. They come together. I hate to use the affirmation of true repentance, but that's a thing that is at hand in the world. There's remorse when sinners are caught. The criminal is sorry when they're caught. There's going to be millions of people, and have been already, that at death are caught in their sins, and they're sorry that it's come to this place. They can do nothing to change it. But that's not a turning from sin. That's not an admission of guilt before their God. And it's too late when life passes. It's too late when one comes to that point of remorse, in that they are constrained, they are found out that they are guilty, the secret and the cover up is over, and there they are revealed in their sin, and they sure hate the situation that they find themselves in. We see that in our ministry at the jail. So many are so sorry that they've done what they've done once they've been caught. But that's not repentance. Repentance is an admission before God that you're guilty even before you get caught. And that faith in the Son of God, crucified, buried, and risen again for the salvation of your soul, for the forgiveness of your sins, the way the Lord grants everlasting life through sinners, through His Son. I'll go to my Father, he says in verse 18. I will say unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee. This man comes clean. No ifs, ands, or buts. Nobody to blame. No issue at hand. I am no more worthy, verse 19, to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. He doesn't come demanding anything. He comes actually begging and petitioning the Father, who he knows is good. He says, just let me work here being hired. I'm not worthy to be called your son. See, this man's repentant. He remembers the word and the work of the Father, and he knows that he can come to the Father and the Father will hear him. He said, I don't claim sonship anymore. I've wasted that. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but it was yet a great way off. His father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Here we see the father looking out. The father has not quit, has he? The father's love and the father's care over his own is not diminished. He's still on the lookout. He's still looking. He's still looking down that road, looking for his son to come, or looking for his child to come. And you know what? The Lord is always ready to receive sinners. It said our Lord Jesus said earlier in the chapter that there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Our Lord is seeking those that will trust and believe in Him. And not that the Lord is trying to do anything. Our Lord doesn't try to do anything. The thing is, He's looking. As the Lord Jesus told the woman at the well at Sychar in John 4, the Lord is looking for those to worship Him. That's who He's seeking. And how about you? Are you a sinner? I'll tell you what, you are. You have sins that you can't do a thing about? That's right. That's the shape that you're in. And you need to repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Him and His death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of your soul. I see their time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.